Final Word. When considering our gracious, unconditional acceptance by God, one word remains. Love. Love caused God to regard with compassion our lost, hopeless, sin-sick race. Love caused the Son to become sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God. Love caused the Godhead to choose us before the foundation of the world. Love causes the Spirit to guide us, comfort us, and conform us into Christ's likeness. Love caused the bridegroom to love his bride and to give himself for her. Love will cause the Son of God to return, to take his precious bride to be with himself. Love is the one attribute that he longs to develop in our lovesick lives. Love as I have loved. By this shall all men know that you are mine. Fear is the great tool of the enemy to neutralize God's love forming in us. Fear is the corrupting seed of doubt that blossoms into a thorn bush of unbelief. Fear is the greatest thunderous storm cloud that eclipses the sun of his love. Fear is the emotion that has too readily strangled the hope of the Christian. Fear too often has established its cancerous tendrils round the throat of believers. Fear is the greatest tool of the enemy to neutralize God's love forming in us. And although the righteous fear of God in the context of Scripture is pure and good, the perfect love of our thrice perfect God of love casts out the ugly fear of the devil. Oh yes, the greatest strategy of Satan is to shatter trust in God into a million pieces. Satan is adept at twisting life's circumstances into occasions for mistrusting God. He seeks day by day to manipulate the heart into a distrust of our loving Father. He subtly distorts our perceptions, craftily massaging our understanding of God. Oh, Satan is adept at causing the long-term believer to fail and fall and flounder. But God has established in the heavens a higher principle than fear and unbelief. God has effected greater motivations than Satan's cruel instruments of destruction. And the greatest of these is love. Can you begin to understand the reason that God longs that we trust him? Trust is the medium that God has developed to draw us closer into his arms of love. The fruit of fear is unbelief, resulting in anger, pain, distortions, distress, irritations, wrath, disease and suspicion, doubts, murmurings, hatred, animosity, independence from God. The fruit of the Spirit is love, resulting in joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. The consequences of fear is more fear and a numbness of heart. For fear enslaves the heart into a resentful, disobedient slave. The consequences of love is more love and a gracious heart. And love frees the heart to be a willing, obedient son. What is your preference, and which would you choose? Love or fear? Hope or despair? Trust or unbelief? God or the devil? The bedrock upon which this choice lies is faith. Believing God, trusting his love, no matter what. Jesus is coming back soon, and we do not know how long we have to prepare. But if the trumpet make an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? May the trumpet call of this word for today be trust in him and trust in his love, until the Christian is absolutely sure that God's word is true. Oh, we are wide open to the roaring lion who is prowling around seeking who to devour. So remember, you are accepted once and forever. Now believe it. Therefore, dearly beloved, stand fast in the truth of his word. And may our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father who loves us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Amen.